Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. What do you like to do when it snows? Some people rush outside to go skiing or sledding, while others prefer to sit indoors and watch the snow fall with a large cup of hot chocolate. Some of you might live in places where it snows a lot, but others might have never even seen snow before. Whether you experience snow every winter or not at all, you can always design your own snowflakes at home. Have you ever done this before? With paper and scissors, we can cut out unique snowflakes to bring some extra winter wonder into our homes. And remember, they don't have to be perfect because even in nature, no two snowflakes ever look the exact same. Today, we're going to learn about a man who loved snow, and snowflakes in particular. Wilson Bentley was a farmer who lived in Vermont over 100 years ago. He grew up in a small town, didn't have a lot of formal schooling, and was never really very famous. But Wilson Bentley was also a photographer, scientist, and deeply curious individual. In fact, he was the first person to photograph and notice the phenomenon that I mentioned earlier, that no two snowflakes ever look alike.
When Bentley was born in 1865, many Vermonters had left either for the West or to enlist for the Civil War. And so the population was 1,500 people in town, something like that.
This is Wayne Howe. He's the president of the Jericho, Vermont Historical Association and one of Wilson Bentley's biggest living fans. Wayne knows a lot about what life was like when Bentley was growing up in Jericho in the 1870s.
Virtually everybody had, you know, a milk cow and a couple beef cow and a pig kind of thing. And so he had to help with the milking. They grew potatoes. They had maple syrup. They had a sugar bush, which is where all the maple trees are. He did all those tasks as was expected. His education really consisted of his mom teaching him reading, some math, music, he was actually a musician, and some science. He didn't go to school per se, even though his mother had at one point taught school, but he was homeschooled, as was his brother Charles. So they're doing all their chores, and when he had free time, he was fascinated with nature.
Bentley was a normal farmer in many ways, taking care of ordinary farm chores. However, even as a young boy, he had a special interest in snowflakes.
He was really struck by the beauty inherent in these things. When snowflakes fell, he would try to draw them in pencil. And there's a couple pencil drawings that I think they survive of him madly scrambling before they melted, because they turn into water really fast. But he maybe had 300 to 400 drawings. And it was very frustrating because you couldn't preserve them. He loved the beauty of them. And he loved the fact that they told a story somehow.
Because of this love for snowflakes, Bentley wanted to find a way to look at the tiny snow crystals up close. That's when he approached his parents with a big idea.
And so he talked his parents, who I can only imagine were quite practical people because they didn't have a lot of money and they lived on a small little homestead, to get him a microscope.
A microscope is a special tool that helps us observe things that are too tiny to see with just our eyes. Microscopes have lenses, like glasses and magnifying glasses, that help things appear bigger and clearer. Bentley wanted nothing more than to look at a snowflake through a microscope, and luckily, his mom was able to find a way to get an old, simple microscope for Bentley through her old school teaching job. This microscope opened up a whole new world for Bentley.
He found if he could put the snowflake on one of these little slides, he would have a more accurate depiction of the snowflake and then could continue drawing.
The microscope gave Bentley a better view of the snowflakes, and he was absolutely enchanted by what he saw. However, being able to see the snowflake up close didn't do much to preserve the image forever. The snow crystals kept melting, and Bentley couldn't figure out how to share the beauty of snowflakes with others. Here's how he described his predicament in his own words.
Every crystal was a masterpiece of design, and no one design was ever repeated. When the snowflake melted, that design was forever lost, without leaving any record behind. I became possessed with a great desire to show people something of this wonderful loveliness.
This desire to share the beauty of snowflakes with others pushed Bentley towards his next idea.
It wasn't until he was 17 when he got the idea to put a camera and a microscope together.
Now remember, this all happened in the 1870s and 1880s. They didn't have cameras on their phones like we do today. They didn't even have phones. A camera in the late 1800s was a big contraption that captured images on film. These cameras were expensive and not very common, especially for a farmer like Bentley. But he was persistent and eventually got himself a camera to attach to his microscope. That way, he could show other people what he was seeing under the microscope and write more about his observations, even if his family thought he was a bit crazy.
Everybody else is doing their farm chores. Brother's doing chores, dad's doing chores, mom's doing chores. And he's writing about the wondrous feelings that these snowflakes can create for people.
Although Bentley did do his part around the farm, he was most interested in studying his snowflakes with the help of his microscope and old-fashioned camera. The process of capturing images through these machines was no easy task. As part of the process, he had to use water to flush out the images on the film strips from the camera. Where do you think he found the water?
When you develop a negative, you've got to flush things out with water at some point. He would go to the stream, which, oh, by the way, was icy because it was winter, because that's when the snowflakes were available, and rinse out the negatives in this cold brook. So the whole thing, it was kind of a frigid kind of affair.
That sounds chilly. While taking pictures of snowflakes was a bit tricky, Bentley soon got the hang of it and was able to take all sorts of pictures. Eventually, he had enough beautiful pictures to present to the public at an exposition, an event kind of like a fair to show off art and other work.
There was one in Buffalo in western New York, and his work was featured in this. So the common Joe was seeing his work as well. So I'm really excited for him that, you know, his whole family must have finally said, okay, well, maybe this is amounting to something.
Throughout his life, Bentley participated in multiple exhibitions, published a book with his snowflake pictures, and even traveled around giving talks about his snowflakes. People began calling him the Snowflake Man, a name that follows him to this day. This small-town farmer made a real impact on how scientists thought about snowflakes. Even though it was fun to be recognized for his work, that wasn't really what Bentley was after.
Bentley himself, he made a statement at one point that, I wouldn't change places with a king, not for all his power and glory. I have my snowflakes.
Bentley loved taking these pictures because he just loved snowflakes. To him, it was a thrill to show people how each snowflake was a unique miracle. In addition to taking pictures of snowflakes, Bentley also expressed interest in other frozen phenomena.
Bentley was not only interested in snowflakes, but also interested in frost, the structure of frost. He found a couple insects that had been hit by the frost, you know, that first really hard frost that you get in October or wherever you live, you get it right in the fall. And it kind of encased itself around some spider webs and a couple actual bugs. And he took pictures of those. And he was just in awe of the power of nature and frost and snow and ice.
Bentley's ability to experience awe and wonder through snowflakes, frost, and the natural world is impressive. He was able to look closely at the snowy world around him and see things that other people didn't notice. I think that's pretty inspiring, and Wayne agrees. Remember how he lives in the same town that Bentley lived in?
What I benefited from is not only that I saw the science and the beauty combined, which he had a gift for doing. But for me personally, I was able to kind of look at town at one point when I was really deep into this through his eyes. I could literally walk a little spot and think, you know, my mind was thinking kind of time traveling, just a little bit like, oh, Bentley would have seen this. That's been wonderful for me.
Seeing the winter world through Bentley's eyes means that you don't just pull a scarf over your face and hurry inside when the frosty wind blows. Bentley was someone who braved the wintry outdoors and found wonder in all around him. Here's how Bentley described it in his own words.
From the very beginning, it was the snowflakes that fascinated me most. Farm folks up in this north country dread the winter, but I was supremely happy from the first snowfall until the last one, which sometimes came as late as May.
Can you find wonder in winter just like Bentley? There's lots of things that you can do to draw closer to the natural world. Whether you take time to look around outside or choose to cut up an extra snowflake or two to decorate your room, we can all appreciate the beauty of the natural winter world. Want more opportunities to celebrate winter wonders? Constant Wonder Kids will be releasing a series of special mini-episodes all about animals who love the ice and snow. Join us each week of December as we feature short stories about penguins, polar bears, and more.
A quick word for you parents. I'm Marcus Smith, host of Constant Wonder, which is the source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We made this episode because Constant Wonder contains a lot of great stuff kids will love too, but you may be wanting more. We've got a whole episode devoted to Wilson Bentley and his singular devotion to snow. If you want to hear the full presentation, go find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. It's called The Simple, Wonderful Life of the Snowflake Man. We actually think that you'll love more than just one episode of our podcast, which is an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small, the kinds of encounters that move us beyond words. Remember when you had time for wonder? Well, we suspect you still do. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman-Darrington with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.